Coordinated, episode 220. What's a good AP score?
Greetings, AP coordinators. Derek Hameda here, Senior Director, AP Coordinator Experience for the AP program and former AP coordinator.
And I'm Carly Suge, school counselor and AP coordinator.
Thanks for joining us for a deeper look into what can be a tricky question. And that makes this a very good place to be to hear all the latest and greatest in the world of AP coordinators.
Let's get to it. You're ready. I'm ready. Let's do it. It's time to get coordinated.
Good morning, Carly. Good being the key word there.
Indeed. And good morning to you as well, Derek.
So, have you had your first cup of coffee yet? I'm asking because I have a tough question for you. No warm-up questions today.
Well, I have a mug in hand. I'm ready. No warm-up needed.
All right, then. How do you define good?
Good. Good question. Good is relative. Okay, here's an example. When my husband cooks dinner and asks me how it is, well, of course I'm going to say it's good. But how good depends on whether I want to feed or damage his ego. And if I complain too much, I might have to take over the cooking, which is never a good thing in this household. Good is also relative when a fellow counselor asks me about the latest faculty meeting that she oh so conveniently missed. I mean, the faculty meeting was good. As in, well, it was better than going to the dentist, but not good like going to the beach on a three-day weekend. Definitely not that good.
A three-day weekend at the beach does sound pretty good. But let's talk about work. Now, as a counselor and AP coordinator, I'm guessing you've been asked by students and parents about AP, and specifically, what is a good AP score?
Oh, just a few times, especially by students and especially this time of year.
Right. Yeah, it's not uncommon for AP students to find themselves wondering what's a good AP score. And that sort of depends on what the goal is. For instance, is the student trying to use AP courses and exams to stand out on their college applications? Or are they hoping to earn college credit or advanced placement? Or, you know, are they just exploring the things that interest them, trying to decide whether to pursue a subject further in college? And maybe, sometimes, it's all of the above.
Yes, a good AP score is multifaceted. And I can tell a quick personal story about this. Back not too long ago, when I was a high school student, I took the AP World History exam, and I earned a 3. And I was pretty happy about that. In fact, very happy to earn that college credit.
Nicely done. I'm not surprised, though. I remember you saying before that you really liked history.
Thank you. And I do like history. And I also took the AP US History course. However, this time, I did not do so well on the actual AP exam. In fact, I did not do well enough to earn any college credit or placement, and I was a bit crushed. At the time, I would have said that I got a good score on the AP World History exam and a bad score on the AP US History one. But today, I know that's not true. What I wish someone had told me when I was a high school student is that they were both good scores. I mean, I was still in high school, but I was doing college-level work. I believe that both classes taught me to be prepared for my college-level courses. I learned how to study, how to write, how to manage my time. And I believe both courses and both exams helped me in my collegiate journey.
You know, that is a great story. Thank you so much for sharing. But how about, I'm thinking we could dig into this a little bit more. Maybe some role playing?
Sure, let's do it.
All right. Well, let's just say I'm a student at Costa Mesa High School, the school you just happen to work at. And you, Carly, you are my school counselor. Lucky you.
Oh, yes. So lucky.
So let's pretend that I am sitting in your office and I say, Mrs. Suge, what's a good AP score if I want to earn college credit or advanced placement?
Well, Derek, that's a really good question. Many U.S. colleges grant credit, advanced placement, or both for scores of 3 and higher. Earning credit means that a college offers you a specific number of college credits for your score. These count towards the total needed for your degree. Earning advanced placement means that you can skip certain introductory courses and gain placement in more advanced courses through your AP scores. And good news, more schools than ever offer credit, advanced placement, or both. And if I might suggest, you can use the AP credit policy search tool to find out what the required scores are for the colleges or universities that you're interested in. Link in the show notes. Did I answer your question?
Oh my gosh, yes. Thank you so much. But you know, now I have a different question, if that's okay. So what's a good AP score if what I'm hoping to do is stand out on my college applications?
Of course. Standing out on college applications. Yes, this is a good goal, and here's what I can share. Students who take AP courses and complete their exams show colleges they're serious about their education. Students, like you, show they are willing to challenge themselves with college-level coursework through AP while still in high school. In fact, 85% of selective colleges and universities report that a student's AP experience favorably impacts admissions decisions. And the key word there is experience, not score. Experience, Derek. AP will help you stand out.
Thank you, Mrs. Suge. Great answer. And, you know, I'm so sorry to take up so much time, but if it's okay, I have one more question. What's a good AP score if I want to know if I'm ready for college classes? I'm a pretty good student, but I'm not like, you know, on the honor roll or anything. I'm a little nervous about being ready.
I can understand. And this is such a good question. The experience that comes with completing an AP course and exam gets you closer to achieving your college goals. Again, experience. Not just a high score. During an AP course, you'll develop skills such as time management, critical thinking, scholarly writing, and independent study. Sharpening these skills as you prepare for your AP exam makes your transition from high school to college easier, no matter what your score is. In fact, over 90% of first-year students in college who had earned a 2 on an AP exam said they're doing well, or very well, in college courses that cover similar content. 90% sounds pretty good, right, Derek?
It certainly does. And wow, you are good. nice job. Nice job with the role playing. And hey, you know what? Are you sure we cannot go back in time together? I have a feeling my academic career would have been a lot better with you as my high school counselor.
Well, thank you. That sounds good. Except, well, unfortunately, my time machine doesn't go back that many years.
Ouch. Ha, 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 ha. Way to pull me back into reality there.
Sorry, I had to do it. But Derek, on a serious note, for a lot of students, AP is exposure to college-level testing. And I'm so proud of every single student who puts in the effort to engage with the material and put forth their best work. Of course, we want students to feel successful. And sometimes a passing score is their own success marker. But as AP coordinators and counselors, it's important to acknowledge their exploration in an interest area and empower their commitment to their education, regardless of their score. As Miley Cyrus would say, it's not about what's waiting on the other side. It's the climb.
All right. Shout out to Miley Cyrus. Hey, no matter the score, the experience of preparing for and taking an AP exam will help build the skills needed to successfully transition from high school to college.
That's right. Students, Your AP score is not what defines you. You are not your score.
That's right. I mean, Carly, your score on the AP US History exam, that score didn't stop you from becoming an excellent school counselor, an outstanding AP coordinator, and, if I might say, superstar podcaster.
No, it did not. I'll own those first two as compliments. I'm still working on that last one. But hey, speaking of stopping, nothing's stopping us from getting to our coordinated episode call to action. AP coordinators, please share this message with your students and parents. And to make it easy, there's a link to a blog in the show notes. It's called, appropriately, What's a Good AP Score? AP exams are almost here, and they can bring about a lot of questions and a lot of anxiety for students and parents. Let's do our part to make sure positive messages are being shared. Let's keep everyone on the same page. That's what being coordinated is all about.
AP coordinators, thanks again for joining us. We'll be back next episode to share some final thoughts before AP exams begin in 2024. It's getting to be crunch time.
And as always, for all our support of AP students. Yep, our support. AP coordinators, we are truly good as gold.
I believe it's all. I'm good as gold. AP
coordinators, we're back. The annual Back to School workshop, just for AP coordinators, is back and better than ever. Year after year, this is by far the most popular and well-attended event for AP coordinators. Workshops are available during the day, evening, and even on the weekends. They launch in July and continue through September. Plan on joining us just before your school year begins. Check out the show notes for a link to register right now, or you can go to collegeboard.org/AP coordinator experience. That's collegeboard.org/AP coordinator experience. Register now for your preferred date and time, and we'll see you at the workshop.